In the jagged shadow of the Carpathians, where twilight clings like tendrils of fog, stood Castle Obsidian. Not the garish Bran, with its tourist hordes and whispers of Dracula, but a brooding monolith sculpted from the mountain itself, its windows vacant eyes in the perpetual dusk. Here, amidst a tapestry of dust and forgotten portraits, resided Corvus, the last thread in a lineage old as the stones. Corvus was no anemic prince of darkness. His beauty was raw and elemental, carved from storm clouds and glacial ice. But within him hummed an ancient hunger, a legacy not of blood, but of the very marrow of Castle Obsidian. One tempestuous winter, an antiquarian named Elias stumbled upon the castle, lured by whispers of forbidden lore. He, a moth drawn to the morbid flame, sought the fabled Codex Tenebris, a grimoire whispered to hold the secrets of immortality. Blinded by ambition, he breached the ancient wards, the only welcome a sepulchral hush. Days bled into nights within the castle's labyrinthine halls. Elias devoured parchment brittle with age, his obsession deepening with each cryptic symbol. Yet the Codex remained elusive, a phantom manuscript taunting him from the shadows. The air thickened with unseen eyes, whispers in a tongue older than stars threading through his dreams. Waking hours became haunted by fleeting glimpses of cloaked figures, their faces lost in the gloom. Then, on a moonless night, drawn by an unseen cord, Elias found himself before a hidden chamber. The air crackled with a malevolent energy, the stench of decay heavy on his tongue. On a pedestal, bathed in an unholy luminescence, lay the Codex Tenebris. As Elias reached for it, the silence shattered. A guttural roar echoed through the chamber, the very stones shivering in response. From the shadows materialized a figure tall as the rafters, cloaked in darkness, its eyes burning like infernal coals. Elias' blood turned to ice. He recognized the creature from his nightmares, the guardian of the Codex, a being woven from the castle's darkest history, its form older than mankind itself. Terror, naked and primal, coiled in his gut. He stumbled back, the Codex falling from his grasp. The creature let out a laugh that scraped against his sanity, a sound that echoed with ages of suffering. In a language that flayed his very soul, it spoke of ancient debts and pacts forged in blood, of secrets best left to fester in the darkness. Then, with a swift, almost casual movement, it snatched the Codex and vanished back into the shadows. Elias fled Castle Obsidian, a whimpering shadow chased by nightmares. He emerged from the mountains a broken man, his mind fractured, his ambition replaced by a gnawing terror. The familiar world seemed alien, tainted by the glimpse he had caught of the darkness that lurks just beyond the veil. Corvus watched him go from a high window, a flicker of cold amusement playing on his lips. The Codex was safe, the secrets of Castle Obsidian secure for another age. Elias was just another moth singed by the castle's eternal flame. For within the brooding walls of Castle Obsidian, darkness lay in wait, a patient predator, forever vigilant, forever hungry. And Corvus, its heir, held the key to a horror far older and more profound than any mere vampire legend. The story ends not with a scream, but with a heavy silence, the weight of forgotten centuries pressing down on the reader. The true horror lies not in the monsters, but in the knowledge that they have always been there, and always will be, whispering in the shadows, waiting for the next unwary soul to stumble into their web.